Well, you don't trust me. In your yard, for example. And this has really bothered me. Deeply. No kidding. But I want you to know that I'm a changed dog. An older dog. A wiser and more mature dog. And I feel that our relationship has progressed to the point where you can trust me in your yard. Trust me to do the right thing. To care for all your precious little flowers and shrubberies and blades of grass. Anyway, it's hotter than blue blazes today, and since you care so much about the welfare of animals and helpless creatures and so forth, I was wondering, hey, what would you think if I moved into the yard for a couple of days, huh? I beamed her my broadest and most sincere smile. She studied me for a long moment, and I had a feeling that the ice in her heart was beginning to melt. Any second now, she would... Huh? What happened next almost broke my heart. I mean, after all the time and care I had poured into my presentation, here's what happened. She said,
Hank, you know the rules. No dogs in the yard.
Yes, but I was wondering...
Hank, out!
Sure, but maybe this time we could... And then she sprayed me with a garden hose. Okay, fine. If that's the way she felt about it. If I wasn't welcome in her yard, I would just... Battered and wounded by the piercing spray of the garden hose, I made a dash to the fence and went sailing over the top. Safe on the other side, I paused long enough to beam her a look we call, "My life is ruined and you're the cause." It's a facial expression we save back for the very darkest moments, and it should have caused her to... I don't know, cry or feel awful or something. But I guess it didn't work because she chirped a little laugh and said,
Hank, I'm sorry, but what can I do? You don't take hints and I'm not going to let you trample and dig up my yard, period.
She turned off the water hydrant and started towards the house. At the door, she turned and said,
Stay out of my yard.
Those words cut me to the quick. After all the time I'd spent trying to win her heart and convince her, what does it take to please these women? What does a dog have to do to convince them that... Suddenly I had to face the crushing reality that my presentation, my very best and most sincere presentation, had fallen into the dust like a... something. A crippled buzzard. A wounded goose. A ruptured duck. I had opened my heart to her, exposed my deepest and most secret feelings, and she had washed them all away with one splat of the garden hose. I was so wounded and damaged, I wasn't sure I would ever... Oh well, it had been a long shot anyway. Sally Mae had always been a tough sell, so getting the bum's rush from her wasn't exactly the biggest surprise in the world. And getting sprayed with the water had felt pretty good. Huh? A cat was standing on the other side of the fence, grinning at me and flicking the end of his tail back and forth.